The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Well, Donald Trump wanted 0.5% cut. The Reserve gave the American population 0.25%. I don't suspect the president will be all that happy on Twitter, Harley.
No, he's not fully happy about that. As a matter of fact, he said so. He said if, you know, the Fed didn't stand in the way, we'd be at 4% growth. Well, who knows if that's true or not, but yeah, he's not happy about it. Also, Wall Street wasn't entirely happy because it's Wall Street happy. Investors had hoped for a larger rate cut, that same 0.5% you were talking about. So the Dow responded, the investors responded with a fall of nearly 300 points. Nonetheless, we're expecting, according to the Fed Chairman Jerome Powell, several more rate cuts in coming months, as he put it, to act as appropriate to sustain the expansion. They're trying to be careful. The president wants to put the, you know, gas pedal down because he's facing a re-election. I mean, let's be real about it.
Yep, and he is probably one of the few presidents that's prepared to publicly urge the Reserve to do what the president wants. Tell me about this new Canadian drug plan.
Well, this is interesting. I thought the Trump administration is going to create a way for Americans to legally and safely import lower-cost prescription drugs from Canada, where typically people pay one-tenth what the United, what American consumers pay. It's a reversal of the import ban. They haven't done it yet, but that's the plan that's been in place primarily because of pressure from the pharmaceutical companies who have profited heavily on the sky-high prices that Americans pay for the same drugs. Now, Democrat, socialist Bernie Sanders has been making as much hay as he can in his drumbeat call for forcing drug companies to sell drugs here for the same prices that are paid in Canada. That is low-hanging fruit for sure because President Trump ran on just such a promise in 2016. Now he's doing it, and Sanders is going to claim at least some of the credit for it, though it's a fair bet that his bill, Sanders' bill, is not going to be the one that gets passed by Congress. There are a whole lot of Democrats with a new bill now out there that are saying, well, I want, you know, this is what I want. Well, they all want that. Who wants to pay high drug prices? We've been paying them for a long time, subsidizing the rest of the world. Either everybody else's prices will go up or ours are going to go down. And nobody's going to be upset about that here.
Good stuff. Thank you, Harley. Harley Kahn's in the United States. We'll talk to Harley again tomorrow. Talking to Harley in the US reminded me there was a great piece in the Australian Colour magazine at the weekend about the ex-treasurer of Australia, Joe Hockey, who's finishing up his term as ambassador to the United States. Gee, it was a good piece. I read it at the weekend. He's really made a difference in the US in that job, no doubt about it.